The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Mr. Credit San Diego.
Next on KCBQ, stay tuned for The Portfolio Doctors, Dan Osgood and Stephen Vick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on The Portfolio Doctors are their own and do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The following information is for educational purposes only. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, investment, or tax advice. Welcome to the Portfolio Doctors on News Talk AM 1170 KCBQ. Your financial future depends on making sound investment decisions. Make sure you get accurate information and a weekly checkup from a source you trust. The Portfolio Doctors will see you now. Live in studio, here are Dan Osgood and Steve Bick, the Portfolio Doctors.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
We're glad you could join us here and spend a little bit of time with us while we do our best to help educate you and help point you in the right direction when it comes to making financial decisions, whether that be planning for retirement, planning for education for your children, just achieving goals maybe that aren't even 100% related to finance, to needing assets to help you really map things out and lay out a plan, because the reality is you are the only one that truly understands yourself. So you are best suited to make the right decision for yourself if you are armed with the right information.
Agreed. Okay. I think without a doubt, more education in this space is definitely needed. There's so many investors and people out there that have done well. Mm-hmm. They're not dumb by any means either. I mean, so they're successful, they've done well, but they really do not understand just how difficult it is to manage your portfolio and your money, particularly going into retirement. And I think that was really what spurred the decision of ours to start this radio show and try and help people and try and educate them. I mean, we ask basic questions, you know, when we meet people and when we, you know, and of our clients and things, and some supposedly sophisticated people don't have the answers to the most basic questions.
Right.
And so we're trying to expand everybody's knowledge out there and assist in any way. So if anyone wants to get hold of us, give us a shout or email us, and we'll do our best to either answer the question on the radio or online or else, you know, sit down with you and try and give you some good advice.
Right. We've got a couple questions from listeners today that we're going to discuss that we feel will provide great information to possibly and probably ease some fears about what's going on out there and hopefully keep you entertained along the way.
That's right. Exactly.
That's our goal.
Yeah.
Steve, you were mentioning you read an article, and it kind of cracks me up because we've seen this story before, but we're back where we started.
Yeah, that was sort of the gist of the article, that if you had gone and stuck your head in the sand or moved to a desert island and
or taken a nice 6-month vacation.
Yeah, well, without looking at the news or anything for 6 months. Well, actually,
when I'm on vacation, I don't turn on a TV. I don't read a newspaper.
I must learn how to do that. But I mean, you could have even lived through it like we all have, right? The day-to-day gyrations. And essentially, by about the end of June, when they look back at the markets, the interest rates were roughly the same. The stock market hadn't moved in terms of the starting line and where it had finished at the end of the mid-year. And so it was like, well, nothing happened. But of course, a ton happened for those of us who have lived through it day to day.
Oh, it's been wild, volatile.
Yeah.
Up 200, down 200, up 300, down 150.
Yeah. So the question is, what are the lessons learned through that 6 months, if any? And this article gave three particular lessons. And the first one that they said was that political risk is very real. And what they mean by that, I mean, you look around the world, you know, Putin, didn't he invade not Ukraine or Crimea or somewhere like that?
It was Ukraine.
Yeah. And then you had all the mess going on in Greece, right, that we've just been hearing about.
We talked quite a bit about Greece last week, and that's still an ongoing thing. Yes, they're agreeing to try to play nice.
Yeah.
It appears.
Suddenly they're trying to get back to the table and stay in the euro, which, you know, literally 2 weeks ago they were told everyone they were exiting. So it's a major turnaround. You've got continued mess in Middle East, but I think you could throw any 6 months of the year at that.
And there's any 6 months of the last 50 years.
Exactly.
Unrest.
But, you know, you've got the ISIS problems. You've got, then you look at even just take Great Britain, where you think about Great Britain and you think now it's been relatively calm. But at one point, Scotland was trying to have a referendum to leave the UK. You know, remember
that's
that. Right. They were going to be their own independent nation. And then China doesn't seem to be doing too well. You know, Japan and the economics isn't working terribly well. So there's some conflict down there. You'd go to Brazil and Argentina, and both of those governments are under a little bit of fire. So certainly political risk around the world is definitely very, very high.
Absolutely. And that doesn't look like it's going to get smoothed over.
No. I've been saying this for years. There's just no real leader anywhere.
Anywhere.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe one of our listeners can call up and or send us an email or whatever and tell us what they feel. But I really don't see. You think back to the people pop out into your mind as leaders, right? For me, being South African, Nelson Mandela, I mean, there's just clearly, I don't see anyone who even comes close to him. Maybe back in the Smuts years in the 30s, maybe. But, you know, you think about USA, right? Who pops out in your mind as a leader in the USA?
Looking back, Ronald Reagan.
Okay, everyone here loves Ronald Reagan. I never really knew much about him, to be honest, other than he was a movie star.
He was just a good, solid leader. Whether you agreed with his policies or not,
right,
he felt comfortable he was leading.
Okay. Well, so, all right, and then go back before that, you know, there's always FDR and Lincoln and Washington and, you know.
Kennedy.
Kennedy, maybe. Exactly. And then you look across at maybe England and you've got, you know, everyone remembers Winston Churchill and people like that. But it's like I look around the world, I don't see any of those types of people.
Right.
I mean, they are leaders. Yeah, we've all got a prime minister or president or whatever you want to call him, but it just doesn't seem like there's a proper leader directing.
Right. There's no leadership.
Right. And so until there is, this risk is going to continue.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that corresponds with difficult economic times that you see these political uprising type activities?
I think that has a lot to do with it, for sure. I think people get complacent, and particularly in the political world, everything moves along, and so there's complacency. So then the general public, they don't want to rock the boat, right? So they just stick with the norm, which is what you get. You get the norm, and then suddenly you have a major dip, and then at that point, you have a major change because there's an upheaval.
Right.
You know, I think not that any of the outlying parties in the U.S. are going to win the upcoming presidential election, but they're certainly, I think, going to garner more of a percentage of the vote than they have in a long time, just because people are unhappy.
They're just fed up with either political party.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They're unhappy with the Democrats. They don't like that leadership, but really, who are the Republicans offering? And so people are getting fed up. You look at the UK for years.
There's
it was
Donald
the conservative.
Trump. Come on.
Yeah. He's not going to go on a much Mexican or Mexican American vote. But if you take the UK, there was the conservatives and there was Labour. And all of a sudden, you've now got David Cameron's been there for a long time. And that party didn't even exist 5, 6, 10 years ago. And so it just shows you how that's all changing. Right?
Slowly. That's a long process.
A long process, particularly in the U.S. Has there been another party for ever?
Not that has been significant. You're seeing the occasional odd party get elected into the smaller positions.
So, yeah.
Right. But not on a really big
scale. Yeah, I don't know.
Big scale.
To be honest, I don't know. I do know in South African politics, there have been changes in parties left and right. But you know, even there, you've had the ANC for the last 20, 30 years, and they've been pretty much ruling the roost. So things do take time on the political scene. So the political risk, as you say, seems to be here to stay for a while, particularly with the poor global economy, there's a lot of movement going on.
Additional pressure undercurrent on every system.
Exactly. So that's the first lesson. The second lesson is that investors are still very dependent on the central banks of the world to keep printing money. Mm. I mean, any hint that we're going to stop printing, we're going to, you know, change our stance on low interest rates, you know, like the Fed's talking about raising interest rates now, every single time you just see the market roll over pretty quickly. And that's scary because you don't really want to be involved in a market where, oh, everyone's going to start raising interest rates or stop supporting the market, and then they just die. Look what happened to China in the last couple of weeks.
Sure.
I mean, that's down 30-40% since June. And so when markets are this elevated and they're based on printing presses of the central banks, to me, that's just a bad position to be in as far as your investment dollar.
Sure.
And so that's really the second lesson that has been brought to our attention. So, you know, I don't know if we have time for the third one or we're going to...
Sure.
Okay,
let's
we do.
Give it a shot.
Okay, so the third lesson is that because of the reduced liquidity, markets can move very rapidly, because this is what we've been talking about, a lot of volatility in the markets, big swings. And they gave an example, which I find, this is really interesting. German 10-year yields went from 0.5% down to zero in April before shooting back up to 1%. Okay, now that doesn't sound like a lot to people, okay? But in terms of, this is supposedly a risk-free asset. Think about that. It's risk-free. There's supposedly no chance you're ever going to lose your money in this.
Should be one of, if not the most stable investment you
should
make.
Should be. Mm-hmm. I mean, unbelievably stable. It should barely be moving. Why? Because it's risk-free. You're going to get your money back, and the interest rate is, call it 0.5%. This is... dropped basically 100% because it went to zero. Right. And then it went up infinity to 1%. I mean, it's not exactly, but still, just in terms of percentages, it did that.
Sure.
And this is all in the state of 6 months. And this is supposed to be risk-free. So it just shows you that there is a lot of risk out there. And the fact that the markets have started at one point and ended at the same place doesn't mean that there's been risk-free and there's been no movement.
Right, that doesn't paint a crystal clear picture of it just went straight across in one straight line.
Yeah,
there's a lot of peaks and valleys. It's just like driving from San Diego to New York. Yes, you can make a straight line, but you got to go over the Rockies.
Yes, no, exactly.
You have to go through the Grand Canyon.
Right.
There's a lot of bumps and peaks
and
valleys
exactly
along
right.
the way.
And to me, what it shows is, and there's a great saying in South Africa, admittedly it is an Afrikaans saying, but I'll say it anyway and I'll translate. But the saying is, stille water diepe grond onderdra die duivel rond. And what that means is it's flat on the surface, still water, very flat, nice and calm, but it's deep down there. And underneath the surface, there's the devil. And that's really what I think this market's telling us, is it might have started and finished at the same spot, so it gives this idea that it's nice and calm, but underneath there's just these major turmoil and currents right. that are just thrashing around, waiting to undermine this nice, peaceful surface.
Perfect. And with that, we will be right back. I believe Dave and RJ are going to join us in the next segment. So. You're listening to The Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer.
AM 1170, TheAnswer.com. Hear us anywhere in San Diego and the world. AM 1170, The Answer.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, He will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
San Diego's home for intelligent, conservative talk. AM 1170. The Answer.
Welcome back. It is the Portfolio Doctors Radio Show. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
And we have with us today, again, as we do every week, we have Dave and RJ with Columbus Turnkey Houses on the line with us. Dave, RJ, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, nice to hear from you. And I know we've been talking over the last week or so, and the one thing that we haven't spoken about is property management. I know you guys do a fair amount of property management over there, but I mean, that's part really of the whole turnkey thing, right, is to manage the properties for the clients once they actually buy the property, yeah?
Absolutely. Steve and Dan, it's always a pleasure to be on. And to all of the listeners, wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. But you're absolutely right. Property management is really what the glue that holds it all together, because ultimately it's the tenants that are paying their rent, which allows the investor who owns this property to get the return on investment that they're seeking. Without the tenants paying their rent and without the tenants being held accountable, you know, the whole deal falls apart. The investor's not happy, therefore we're not happy. And really what I wanted to put a big emphasis on is what we've gotten a very good at over the years of managing properties is, because I did this twice today, guys. I signed two leases today on other properties. It's all about the setup. Is what I like to say. It's all about when you first sit them down, you look these people in the eye, and I have a leasing assistant that does all the pre-screening and stuff like that, but when it comes to signing the paperwork and putting the ink on the paper, I take that responsibility personally. I sit these people down at the conference table, look them in the eyes, and let them know everything is going to be just fine for you as long as you do three things. Number one, pay the rent on time. Number two, take care of the property. And number three, don't mess with your neighbors. If you do those three things, everything will go nice and smooth.
I like that. Don't mess with the neighbors. I was waiting for, and number four, refer back to number one, right?
That's what it comes down to. But we've gotten a lot better over the years. You know, RJ and I have been owning and managing properties for really since 2012 is when we started buying for our own portfolio, and that's what led into Columbus Turnkey Houses. Friends of ours and contacts and other investors started to see the cash flow and the returns that we were getting here in Ohio, and that's when we actually began providing investment properties to investors in San Diego, in California, and really all over the world.
Well, one thing I want to mention as well, and this is a very important key to this whole investment idea, is it's called turnkey because not only are you buying a house and fixing it up, but you are getting a renter, you are vetting these renters, you're actually making sure the property is rented to someone good before you even list it for sale to investors, because it's a turnkey situation. When they step in and buy that property, it's going to start cash flowing literally from day one.
Absolutely. That's the system. It's really, you know, there's multiple steps in the system. It starts with the acquisition on our end. We acquire properties, foreclosures, and also properties from motivated sellers. So we're able to purchase properties at deep discounts and have these properties professionally rehabbed and then have these properties filled or, you know, acquire tenants to rent these properties out. And then we're able to turn around and resell these properties and still leave equity in the deal for the end investor, and they're purchasing this property. It's already rented out and rehabbed from head to toe. But, yeah, I mean, the property management is huge, and California investors have really just been lighting up the phones, because where in California are you able to purchase a property, you know, for, let's just say, $60,000 or $80,000 that's rented for $900 a month?
Yeah, it just doesn't happen. And I know that some of our listeners have done some deals, and I know it to be true that when you guys are listing these properties and selling them out, that not only are they getting an excellent return just from the rental rates, but there also is some upside in the property itself, because the property prices are below what you could possibly sell them at the market, right?
Right, Steve. Hey, this is RJ. So yeah, the state of the market that we're in right now is that there's not a lot of inventory on the MLS, like I said last week. So, you know, that means that it's our job to kind of continue to kind of pound the marketing and get deals off market, which we do really well. And that allows us, because the best deals are off market. You know, somebody is in distress, and so we come in and we close quickly on these homes, and allows us to, you know, get the properties 30 to 40 cents on the dollar, and allows us to kind of put a good quality rehab in and still leave equity for our investors. So,
Right. Now, what are you finding in terms of new deals? Do you have anything that's coming up for our listeners to hear about?
Yeah, absolutely. We have one right now, and we just closed on this today, and rehab started. This one is in a nice area of Columbus in the east side, in Reynoldsburg is the town, and a suburb of what you would call it in Columbus. And this one's going to be rented around $1,100. Nice ranch, three bedrooms, two baths, about 1,500 square feet, and we're also going to finish the basement. To add more square footage there. And there's a nice little area in the basement where it would be more of an entertainment room. The previous owners had already like a built-in bar down there. So we're going to make it look real nice. And the family that's going to move in is going to definitely like that. And also, it's also the area has good schools. So we'd probably consider more of an A-type investment class. It'll probably be around $90,000. So that is the type of investment. For $90,000, you're going to get $1,100 in rent. You can't beat that.
No, you're absolutely right. And are you finding a lot more deals like that, or are the pickings starting to get a little bit slim?
You know, it's starting to get a little tougher, especially right now when the market's just hot. And a lot of inventory isn't staying on the market for too long. So it's just a lot for us. We built relationships in town locally with a lot of the realtors and the asset managers, so we can still kind of tap into those old relationships and get the best deals.
Got it.
But you know, our bread and butter has always been our own marketing. A lot of direct mail, a lot of stuff that we do, kind of flyers and signs. So.
This is Dave jumping back in when it comes to marketing. I'm going to get a nice vehicle wrapped with a big We Buy Houses logo, and we're going to park it right on the corner so everybody sees it every single day. Thousands of people are going to see it every day. Looking forward to that.
Is this a brand new Lexus, or what is this vehicle?
This is my old car, so all your listeners could probably get a laugh out of this, but it's not a brand new Lexus, Steve. It is a 1995 Buick Riviera.
Nice.
And it's only got 75,000 miles on it. I don't want to trade it in. I don't want to get rid of it. It's a classic.
Well, maybe you should, once it's done, you should post a picture of it up on your website so we can all see it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'll have it on the website. And, you know, but RJ is right. When it comes to marketing, that's really our forte. We've been in the market. RJ has been in the market actually since 2006. And we really have a stronghold, not only on relationships, as he was saying, but just on marketing. We got billboards out there. We're sending out direct mail. We're looking for people to call. We are the We Buy Houses company of Columbus, Ohio. That allows us to get great properties. And then, of course, in turn, pass those properties on to investors who want good investment properties.
Now, just as a question on that, are you guys ever planning on expanding beyond Columbus?
Yeah, we right now are growing, and we want to really have a stronghold on our own market here in our own backyard. But what's going on right now is we're establishing a lot of systems within our own business, within our company, and eventually we will be able to apply these systems to other markets. But to be completely upfront, before we go and expand too fast, we're really scaling at a nice level and a nice speed. We don't want to grow too big too fast, only because we know that could affect the end investors' results, you know, because we're managing these properties in-house, and if we take on too much all at once without the right staff and without the right team around us, we don't want anything falling through the cracks. But to answer your question, yes, it is on the radar. It would probably be several months out. But no, we're thinking along those same lines.
Okay, very good. Well, certainly it seems like there's a lot going on as always. And the inventory, there's still enough left for our listeners to get in while it's still around. So we encourage everyone to get hold of you. So maybe give our listeners an update once again on your contact details.
The best way is to get online and visit us at www.columbusturnkeyhouses.com. And I'm Dave, and you'll be able to see RJ's picture pop up right there on the website to set up a free consultation. And the thing is, you do got to act fast. Yes, we do have inventory, but they go fast. We literally just got called from an investor who's coming out here. He's on his way. He will be here tomorrow from California, and the property that he was interested in is already gone. It's already under contract. So you do have to move fast, but we are looking forward to meeting more of the listeners and providing great investment properties. ColumbusTurnkeyHouses.com is the best way to reach us.
And give out your telephone number just in case people are lazy and don't want to actually go to the website.
Yeah, our number is 614-285-3600.
Okay,
go straight to the office, and you'll be able to talk to somebody right away.
Great. Well, thank you guys again very much. Great, very useful information for our listeners. We appreciate you coming on every week with us.
Appreciate it, guys.
Okay, have a good one.
Talk to you again next week. Once again, that is Dave and RJ with Columbus Turnkey Houses. And that you can go to the website. It's ColumbusTurnkeyHouses.com. We definitely encourage you to go take a look, go to the website, see what they're all about, give them a call, see if it's something you're interested in. And if you have any additional questions, feel free to reach out to us. Stick around. When we come back, we will play a little game called True or False again. I think I only have one question lined up for Steve this time, but stick around when we come back. You're listening to the Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer.
AM 1170, TheAnswer.com. Hear us anywhere in San Diego and the world. AM 1170, The Answer.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to LeadCommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, He will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
San Diego's home for intelligent, conservative talk. AM 1170. The Answer.
Welcome back. Thank you again for joining us. Hope you're enjoying the start of your weekend. You're listening to The Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick. And this is the Answer radio station.
This is The Answer. So I have to ask you some questions. Yeah, here we go again.
Here we are. Well,
We had this game
It was quite well received, actually, which was sort of surprising because I didn't give one answer. I didn't say true or false.
Yes.
We would have been the radio show would have been finished in about 5 minutes if we had done that way.
Correct. And I'm not going to let you off the hook. You're going to have to expand on your answer.
Okay.
So here you go. This comes from one of our listeners. Asked this question. We thought it's a great question. I could understand why this would be of concern to people, but maybe our answer will be surprising. Steve, true or false, the troubles that China is going through currently, if they continue, they will cause the U.S. to fall into a deep depression.
Right.
Or recession.
Yeah, we did get that question. That's you know why that was brought up? Because people have been listening to Rand Paul, and he's basically saying that China is going to drag us down into a recession.
Okay.
And the Chinese economy, in all honesty, isn't doing very well. I mean, their stock market, as we talked about earlier in the show, is down, 30-40% for the year.
Right.
The funny part is that means it's still up 69% or something for the year, which just shows you how far it had gone.
For the year?
Yeah.
So it had already ratcheted up over
100%.
It was up
like 100 and something percent, and then it pulled back down to only up 70, call it.
So people are still doing okay.
Yes. So that's the first thing. The second thing is... China, while it is the second largest economy in the world, has actually rapidly moved itself from being a completely reliant on exports to a growth economy within its own right. So more and more of its people are becoming middle class. They're able to then buy their own goods and services and be an economy of their own, as it were, rather than in the past it was reliant on the U.S. for exports and Europe, actually. And in fact, a lot of Europe's problems are being reflected in China because Europe made up about 25 to 30% of all Chinese exports. So with Europe really hurting, that's causing a major drag on China, which just shows people how this world is really glued together at the hip, mm-hmm. right? That said, I don't see the Chinese problems exporting a recession to us. They've got a massive trade balance surplus with us, in meaning that they supply or export far more to us than we sell to them. So what will happen, I think, is number one, you'll probably see those prices of Chinese goods coming down.
Right. On the surface, when I saw this question, my first thought as I kind of glanced over it was, if China is having difficulty, if anything, that could provide us with goods at a much lower cost.
Yeah.
Because they're struggling. They're going to have to drop their prices. And aren't we their largest?
Yeah, we are. And
largest customer.
Yeah, so you'll get that. We're also getting that, just as a side, from Japan, because they've allowed their currency to depreciate so fast that things like Toyotas and Mazdas and things like this are becoming cheaper all the time. So between China and Japan, all those prices start dropping, that's where you now get this concern that they're exporting deflation. Now, I'm not so certain about that. I think that they'll keep inflation, or the Fed's idea of inflation, down.
Right? Do we even want to talk about that?
Not really. But the only reason I'm bringing it up is because we both know that our personal inflation rates are a lot higher than what the Fed's reporting. So there's this argument saying inflation's here. versus the Fed saying there really isn't any inflation. And what that means is the Fed will be allowed to keep its interest rates lower for longer. And that's really, to me, the long and short of it in a nutshell. I don't think if China falls into a recession, they're going to export that recession to the United States. I think if they do anything, they'll export lower levels of inflation or possibly some form of deflationary pressure, which will allow the Federal Reserve to potentially keep its interest rates low or where they are right now for an extended period. I don't see an interest rate rise coming at all this year, although every single open market meeting just seems to be met with the cheers of the, are they going to raise, are they going to raise? And I just don't see it until you get some kind of significant turnaround in the global markets. And they're talking about it, which to me is sort of, I can't fathom why. Why don't they just keep their mouths shut and just say, we'll raise it when we're ready? But anyway, I don't see China's problems as causing a U.S. recession. So the answer is false, I guess.
False. Okay. I was just trying to take a glance. I know we jokingly refer to the Big Mac Index as a truer indicator of what real inflation looks like.
Does anyone eat Big Macs anymore? Or maybe we just old.
Someone does. There's still an awful lot of them on the corner, and they always look like they're doing business.
I saw 3 million people have downloaded the Taco Bell app to pre-order your taco before you get there.
Wow.
Anyway, go ahead. That was another aside.
Yes.
So how's the Big Mac index treating us?
I'm unable to locate it so far, so maybe during one of the breaks I'll have to look a little deeper.
Okay. Well,
in the past, I know last year when we talked about it, it was averaging just over 5% a year increase in price from about 08. So when the last
in
recession,
the U.S.?
Yes. So, and that sounds like a more accurate number than less than 1% that the government's announcing these days.
Well, just look at healthcare. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but once again, I've got the letter, and it seems like a yearly letter. Firstly, you don't qualify because you supposedly make too much money, which that never seems to be the case with me. But secondly, is the plan that you put on gets canceled, and then there's a new plan that's about 30% higher than the old plan that you had.
Right.
So I don't know.
I saw earlier this week, 6.6 million people are paying the fine for the Obamacare insurance program.
Oh, because they understated?
Correct.
Ouch. 6.6 million.
Which just happens to be more than what they told us it would, the impact it would have.
But how much are they paying? A lot?
I don't know. I didn't look at the exact details. I can try to research
that. Wouldn't
that
be a fun letter to get? That would make my whole week.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, so we have another question. I'll see if I can put this into a true false
to me
format. Yes.
Oh, okay.
There is true or false. There is one publication that you should subscribe to help guide you in financial decision making.
Well, are you talking about a book or a magazine or what?
I don't know. This question was posed to us.
It was.
We were having a conversation and someone asked us, what publication should they subscribe to or should they get to help them with just give guidance of whether it was planning or just it was more investment related, I believe, was where the inquiry was coming from. And both of us kind of looked at each other and scratched our heads and laughed out loud and said, none of them.
Yeah.
But,
I think that you're right. There's no real book that just sums up everything that you need to know. I mean, when I did the Chartered Financial Analyst in levels 1 and 2, there were roughly 20,000 pages in each level to read. So that's 40,000 pages. I don't know how many books that added up to, but when I stood them one on top of the other, it came to 4 foot high or something, or twice. Mm-hmm. So that's 8 foot high of books that I just read just to pass that exam. And then you're constantly learning, constantly reading. Why? Because the financial industry is constantly dreaming up new ideas of how supposedly they can make things less risky and make more money, which ultimately ends up in a bigger commission for them. So as a person that's
I'm glad you pointed that out because I was going to circle back to that and say you need to understand as a listener, whenever you see some new investment opportunity,
right,
it's just a way that the big banks have figured out how to position an idea in a manner to where it sounds like it can't miss, but I guarantee it's paying that institution a very large amount of money.
Yeah, well, think about it. They're trying to raise assets, right? So if they come out with a product that says, this product will solve all your problems. All you have to do is wire us all your money and you'll never have to worry again about retirement. That's what they're all trying to do. I mean, if you boil the advertisements down, that's what they're trying to advertise, right? So that's what they're trying to promote. And so really, to me, if you're looking for a publication, I think you have to, outside of books, if you just look at magazines, I would have to say for me, the two publications I routinely read is The Economist magazine and Bloomberg Market Money, Bloomberg. And that's because they give me a good economic overview of what's going on in the globe. Does it teach you about investments? Probably not really. But at least it keeps me personally up to date with goings on and not only technology, but, you know, political and global and everything. That's why I read those.
And teaches you a little bit about
the interconnectedness.
Intertwined mess that is woven out there between if one event takes place, how that's going to trickle through.
Well, the issue is that's because I've got a base of all those other years and years of knowledge. So to me, this is just keeping me up to date and fine tuning and giving me ideas. And it's a lot of reading. Just those two magazines will take you probably 10, 15 hours a week just to read.
Yeah.
You know, so you really need to decide, but maybe you've got a better answer than me, but we'll have to talk about that after the break.
Yes. When we come back, we'll continue discussing this topic on whether or not there is a single publication or even a handful of publications that...
Outside of my book.
Outside of Steve's book.
We'll
talk about that some more as well. You're listening to The Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer.
AM1170TheAnswer.com. Hear us anywhere in San Diego and the world. AM1170 The Answer.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
San Diego's home for intelligent, conservative talk. AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick. And if you can't hear us, it's because I'm messing around with the controls here.
Steve's fiddling with wires and plugs and asking me, I wonder what happens if I plug this one over here.
Didn't stand up on end.
We're not sure if we're on the air anymore, but we'll give it our best here. We left off the last time discussing based on a question we received of what publication should I get, whether it's a subscription or a book, a magazine, whatever.
Look, and I did jokingly say that you should read my book, and I still stand by that. If you want a basic understanding of a thought process, it's probably a decent book to look at. It's outdated now because I wrote it about how to survive this Obama economy, and he's pretty much had his shot. And in all honesty, a lot of the things I wrote in there actually did work out quite nicely.
Right.
You can never predict 8 years in advance, you know, what's going to happen, but I did okay other than in the medals. But the good side of it is it's broken down into different sides of the market and how you put the pieces together. So it might be an idea. I could give away two of those books too, because those are the only two left.
Okay. Well, you want to do that? We'll offer that up the first two emails that we receive.
Sure.
Requesting a copy of Steve's book. We will get those out to you.
And make sure you write your name and address.
Yes, a name, address, or at least a phone number so we can call you if you don't want to email your address. Give us a phone number or we can give you a call back and make sure we're getting this book to the right people.
And I'm going to have to now update it once we see who gets elected. So then I'll have my new edition coming in.
Second edition, how to survive.
I can relax for a year.
you better start resting up.
Yeah.
And the reality is, what we were talking about is, there really isn't one publication. There are a lot of good, well-written books and magazines, like even Forbes.
Yeah, but the problem with, Forbes is okay.
It has a lot of good information. But
it's stocks. Forbes is just stocks.
It's difficult when you're looking through it. Every other page is a big advertisement.
Right.
And a lot of the contributors are somehow tied to those advertisers,
right,
which this is why we're here. We want you to understand that you need to know where the message is coming from,
mm-hmm,
so you can understand the purpose of the message. Because if... I have not heard in all my years, and I've been doing this for about 20 years, in all my years, I've never once heard an investment banking firm, meaning like a Merrill Lynch, a Morgan Stanley, Smith Barney, when they still existed, any of those companies, at the beginning of a year, I have never once heard them say, this may not be a good year to be in the stock market.
Exactly.
Ever.
Never. Well, that's the first problem. The second problem is if you do just decide, I want to just learn, and you find a top-notch book like I was reading for the CFA. It's ultimately just what's those books called at university?
The textbook.
And they are so dry, number one.
Very difficult.
And number two, they're written by professors who typically, a lot of times, haven't even done most of the investing things. They're just pounding down the theories.
They understand the theories and principles.
There's not any tie together to work out, well, why does this go here when that does that? And that's why, I mean, you've got a potentially a better book, right, that people might be able to read.
Yes, I have a book that I utilize, and I it's one of my favorite books right now. And it's more on the financial planning side, how to look at things and put them into proper perspective. And since you're giving books away today, I'll throw two of my books in as well. It's called Values-Based Financial Planning,
mm-hmm,
and it's a great book, and it really covers the big picture on the hows and whys you want to make the choices you make.
You know what has just occurred to me, and this is just because we're talking about these books, maybe we should write a portfolio doctor's book that actually ties everything together for people.
Wow. We'd have to go back and listen to all our shows.
But that would actually be where you explain things and how it fits into the big puzzle. That would be an interesting book, actually. Right. Whether anyone would really care or buy it, it would take hours and months to write.
Yes, it would. We might have to take 6 months of vacation, maybe Maui. We could go.
Yeah.
We could sit on a beach, eat some Hawaii fudge.
Yeah, we would probably weigh about 400 pounds each by the time we got back. But hey.
But we'd have a good book at the end.
Do they serve tea there too, I think?
Maybe.
Yeah.
There's a good chance.
Yeah.
Well, so with that, I will offer up two of those books. I have a couple copies that I can give out as well. So if you're interested, our first two emails we get, steve@theportfoliodoctors.com or dan@theportfoliodoctors.com. We will package those books up and get them out to you. If you do want a copy of the book I'm discussing, the only thing I would ask, and there would be no type of commitment on your behalf other than a 20-minute phone conversation just to discuss some of the finer points of the book so that you get the full value out of that book. There would be no obligation of any kind. And if you don't want to do that, that would be fine. But I believe you would get the most value and it would be a much better experience and have a bigger impact on your life if you allow me to chat with you for about 20 minutes on the phone and cover some of those points.
It's to be honest, and I've sort of gone through the thing just having sat down with you, and it's well worth it, I think. And particularly for higher net worth individuals, this is quite a sophisticated outlook. It's your book. It's certainly something that digs way past the surface and gives people a much better understanding of how the financial plan fits into their life and how it can actually result in a simplified existence, right. Particularly if you are financially relatively well off. Your publication is something, if you're out there and you sitting on, you know, a few million in assets, you better jump over this because this is a massive, massive opportunity, I think.
Sure. And the reality is that the principles and the concepts of the book apply for everyone.
Sure.
It doesn't matter if you have $5 or $500 million.
No, sure.
It all makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's worth it to take a look. But you're right. It really is impactful for someone that is of a high net worth situation.
Yeah. So there you go. That's all I have.
That's all you have? We've still got a couple more minutes. So.
I'm just teasing.
I know. And I still was unable to find the Big Mac Index. So.
Oh, so we'll just blow that off. But we'll just assume that it's like 5% or so. But it sounds a little, that's reasonable. And, you know, that inflation rate of 5%, that's even when you had that pullback in the price of oil, and then oil shot back up to like $60 a barrel, and now it's come back down to 50. So that's even all over the map,
sure.
Which is typical for oil. But I'm actually surprised it's not a lot lower with the slowdown in China and places like that.
Well, there was talk I saw earlier this week. They, of course, you don't know how this will play out, but because of the nuclear deal that
Iran
is patting himself on the back over, they're believing that oil could potentially drop to around $2 a gallon, or gas will drop to about $2 a gallon by year end. I would be shocked to see that.
Why? Because Iran can now export as much oil as they want?
Right. The sanctions are going to be removed.
Really?
Apparently. I don't know. I've not read the details of that deal. I unfortunately do not have much interest in what's going on there. It's all political positioning and posturing,
right.
And just unfortunately a big game in my view, but
no, without a doubt it always is when it comes to politics, but that might, I mean, if they are allowed to pump as much as they want, there's a fair amount of pent up supply, I think, over there that could flood the market with even more oil.
Right.
That's what we need. More oil.
More oil. Send it on in.
Exactly. Well, so much for global warming.
That's right.
Those guys don't give a damn about that, do they?
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, that just about does it for us today. Steve, thank you very much for playing along with True or False.
Yeah.
And we appreciate everyone listening again. You have been listening to The Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer. To schedule a financial health check, go to theportfoliodoctors.com. Or to speak with Dan Osgood, Steve Bick, or any guest on this program, call 858-764-7250. That's 858-764-7250. Learn more about the show online at theportfoliodoctors.com. Portfolio Doctors are Dan Osgood and Stephen Bick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own. They do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The information you heard is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that the discussions serve as a substitute for personal advice from ACAS LLC or Cottingham Management Company LLC. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, investment, or tax advice.
The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Mr. Credit San Diego. The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Mr. Credit San Diego.